One time we were talking on the phone, this was last February, he mentioned that Wolf Parade was winding down, and I said immediately, well, then we need to start a band. So we said, maybe in 7 or 8 months we'll get together.
And then we did.
And we did.
Yes, they did. And when you combine the talents of Britt Daniel, Dan Beckner, and Sam Brown all in one band, it's more than enough to give you Divine Fits. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey there, I'm Alisa Ali. The term supergroup is one of those words that on the surface sounds good, but in practice can be problematic. And yet, it's hard to avoid, especially with bands like Divine Fits. What else can you call it when Spoon's Britt Daniel joins forces with Dan Beckner of Wolf Parade and the Handsome Furs? Then toss in New Bomb Turks drummer Sam Brown, and this is not just another new band. But Divine Fits has a recipe that's a lot more than a marquee of big names. Their propulsive tapestry of drums and synths, overlaid with hooky guitars and gritty vocals, proves that the sum of these parts is something special indeed. The band released its debut album, A Thing Called Divine Fits, last year. And when the guys stopped by FUV, host Russ Boris asked if they knew early on how they wanted the band to sound.
No. We just got together and I don't remember having any kind of like aesthetic meaning about what the band should sound like. I think we just had confidence in each other's songwriting and, you know.
Yeah, we honestly never did say, let's make it sound like this. In fact, the only conversation I remember having was something sort of along the opposite lines, like, well, we can do that or we can do this because there are no rules. We don't have anything, you know. We kind of were jazzed to just do a band that had no sound yet.
Maybe you've been caught out once before. Maybe you relate to the skies. Maybe you got through the spell. Maybe you're the one that don't just stare.
I hadn't worked on a project where the editing process was so open, you know, like where basically, you know, if I wrote something and structured it roughly and then Britt would say, you know, or Sam, whoever would be like, you know what, that doesn't work. This part doesn't work. We need to chop that out and double this part. There was no real, nobody's feelings got hurt. I like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Be a lot more open, a lot more honest in the recording process.
Yeah, and I felt like everything we were working towards was for the good of the song, you know, not for individual egos or anything.
My song is better than your song. It's none of that in there.
Yeah, or like my part needs to be 7 minutes long and super complicated, you know?
I was stuck on a pin, we were equally nervous. I could not get through. So where's the chain that will keep us together? This much is true, my love is real. Till it stops. But don't you wanna go down like on my Kopsky? In a sea of blue. And if I was the king, she's a knife in the water. There was so much to do, when my love is real. Till it stops.
That's Divine Fits performing My Love Is Real and Flaggin' a Ride, live at FUV. Take 5 was produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online at WFUV.org.